With our guest, Dr. Harvey Bickelson, we're talking about natural therapies, we're talking about surgeries, and we're talking about your health. And we'll be back with more and your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Harvey, the Arizona Homeopathic Medical Practice Act that you sponsored and got co-authored.
Yes.
What was it and what did it do?
Well, what it is, to me, you know, again, MDs now have a monopoly. So what I did in Arizona is I changed that ball game. MDs, the monopoly is they'll pay for the surgeries, they'll pay to cut your heart out, they'll pay for the pharmacies, the tests. But if you're an alternative physician and you wanted to do a urine saliva test and a pH test, they won't pay for that. So what I did is I set up a law that allowed the alternative physician to be separate. Now, what was also going on with the alternative physicians, and they've been persecuted around the country. Okay, and that's a real key because MDs, there was a major after them. There was the National Council Against Health Fraud. So a lot of MDs were persecuted in Arizona. We opened up a haven. Now there's over 100 licensed MDs there under the homeopathic license, and I'm very, very proud of that, to have done that for them.
Do you have to be an MD?
Yes, you do. You have to be an MD or an osteopathic physician because they're both equal. Before, you have to be licensed in the United States, which shows you've passed all your schooling, you've got all your background, et cetera, and now you can become a homeopathic physician.
If somebody was just an expert in homeopathic medicine, not an MD, and let's say they want to open up shop in some state, California, Missouri, any place, Texas, and they did that. They opened up the shop. They didn't claim that they cured things or anything, but they just did, you know, diagnosis, and they recommended supplements and things like that. Would they get shut down?
They would get shut down in Arizona and Nevada because they have strict licensing of what you have to be a homeopath. In California, they shouldn't get shut down. Iowa, they shouldn't get shut down because they're just lay people and they're not under anything. And since they're doing only natural stuff, that doesn't fall under medicine.
What gets you shut down?
Well, what gets you shut down is someone getting, you know, ticked off at you, fixing a case that they can't fix. That's really a lot what it is. It's the frightening aspect of that. The MDs, when I learned to be an MD, we were in a field of service. Now they're the kings and the queens, and they don't like it if anyone does something different. The biggest problem that alternative people have is their own MDs that are going after them.
Yeah.
It's a control of the industry more than anything else.
You've done some blood testing work too. Tell me about that.
I do something that no one does I'm only the third person that does in the U.S., which blows me away. I take a drop of blood, from your finger, and I look under a microscope called the dark field because it gives you a certain way to look at the plasma. There's so many things going on in the blood, it's incredible. American medicine stains the blood. That stain kills anything in the blood and fixes it for immortality so they can take George and Uri's blood slide out 10 years from now and look at it. But there's a difference. There's so many life things going on in the blood. And if you look at my website, which you have listed, it's drbiggleson.com, you'll actually see videos of these live, living things in the blood. Platelets, for example, are a plant. We have our own plant kingdom in the blood. Okay, these are things that your MD doesn't even realize what's going on. You know, again, this is the moron that lost a quarter on Dark Knight. How come no one's looked at the live blood? I once had, to tell you the way they are, I once had the chief of hematology from Tufts New England Medical Center, James Myers, in my office. He was interested in the immune work we're doing. But he wouldn't look at the microscope. He said, why would anyone look at the live blood? This is the chief of hematology at the Boston Medical School.
Hence the holographic blood.
Right. And there are things in the blood, and you'll see that on my website. I have a book called The Holographic Blood. If a woman's pregnant, you will actually see the baby in the blood. If it's 3 months pregnant, you will see a three-month baby. If it's 6 months pregnant, you will see a six-month baby.
What do you mean, in the blood? In that drop of blood?
It took me 9 years for me to believe it. Okay, like I told you, I wear belts and suspenders, but every drop of blood. If I had a drop of your blood, George, I would tell you more about your life than you could have possibly imagined. I would tell you 15, 20 years ago, this happened over there, and you can see it, and it's there. And every drop of your blood is George's.
Amazing.
Every drop of my blood is Harvey's. And And I was taught also, if I can manipulate the blood, I can manipulate your health. And that's what I do. Take a drop of your blood, treat you, take a drop of your blood afterwards, you'll see dramatic changes.
That's a good point. Okay. I think a lot of doctors should be doing that.
A lot of doctors. What I want to do, and this is a very important thing, is one of the reasons I wanted to be on your show too. I want other doctors, this is major important, I need research, and the best way to hook it up is if there are other doctors, get microscopes, and the way to learn this is by apprentice. If a doctor gets a microscope in Georgia, he links it up with me, and now we can use the same database. We can have what I call an international education research foundation without walls, where we can all communicate and database our things. So a guy in Brazil can look at blood on an MS case and find things and discuss it with the person in Georgia and discuss it with me and have those things, webinars, etc. So anyone out there, if you got a practitioner that's interested, check with us. We'll help you get a microscope and link up with us. You will not believe how it will change you. And the research is incredible that we can do.
All right, let's go to some phone calls west of the Rockies. Micah in Salt Lake City. Hi, Micah.
Hi, guys.
Good to have you with us.
Doctor, I've really been interested in this because I've been diagnosed since 1984 with chronic fatigue syndrome, also MS, and fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis, all of which are immune depressant, you know.
Disease. Oh, my God, yes.
And nothing I have been able to take has done any good. Now I have spinal stenosis, and I just wonder how I can find you, or I know these diseases are linked.
They all linked. Number one, it's you that have the problem. They put different names on it, different specialists, but it's one basic problem, A. B, where do you live? Maybe I can find someone.
She's in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. If someone does what's called neural therapy, N-E-U-R-A-L, you can look that up. They would know what to do. They can call me. I would be very happy if you have a practitioner that would be interested in working. Yours is a case that we do a lot. What we do is take a case like yours and bring you down for 1 or 2 weeks at my place. And what the team of us do is basically every disease I look at is a runaway freight train. First, I got to catch it. Then I got to control it. Then I got to bring it back to the station. Within 1 or 2 weeks, we will have complete control of you. We will know what's going on. I guarantee you would feel better, and then we can treat you in the distance by you can actually mail blood slides to us, and we can follow you and treat you in the distance once I have control of you.
Harvey, tell me about type 2 diabetes.
Oh, I think that's just a lot of the type 2 diabetes, a lot of the garbage we're eating. This is, the United States is overtaking type 2 diabetes. We're just dominant in the world on that because we're the biggest chemical eaters there are. And I think that's what's creating the problem. We're the fattest country in the world now, okay? We're getting lower and lower in health care, and that's what it is. What they do is they put a name onto it. Well, maybe if you cut your eating down and you ate good and cut 50 pounds off you, you wouldn't have type 2 diabetes anymore.
Is that true?
Yes, I've seen that all the time. It's people, first of all, eating. Eat what's fresh, okay? If you've got a label on it, don't eat it. I love the Atkins diet or the Price Pottinger, a lot of meat, fat, juicy meat, and vegetables. Very, very good cooked vegetables, too.
Low carbs.
And I basically, low carbs and no carbs, okay? And that's, I eat carbs until my belt buckle gets one little notch higher, and then I've got my carbs until I get my belt buckle.
Why do carbs tend to put on weight?
That's what they are. They, if you don't use them right away, they get stored. They get stored in the fat tissue. So carbs, eat carbs, go out and play ball. And that's what, then you won't get fat. But if you're going to eat carbs and go sit around and watch TV, it'll just accumulate in the fat tissue.
First-time caller, Veta in Christiansburg, Virginia. Hello there, Veta.
Hi. I have to compliment you on your guest. He is wonderful.
Well, you're welcome.
And I have tried the dark field microscopic work ages ago, and I have also done raw foods and juicing, And I want to know what you recommend for all this kidney dysfunction that is also diagnosed along with type 2 diabetes in this country. Because I believe in whole foods, raw juicing, organic, eat clean and green. I'm living, walking proof that it works. And I have dealt with pain, also the same list of stuff that this lady just gave, fibromyalgia. I've gone through the whole field that she just mentioned, and I've had good luck with controlling, for the most part, all those symptoms through trial and error and just a decade.
Well, what you're doing is you're maximizing the biochemistry of your body by doing that. However, what a lot of people miss is the structure of the body is very, very important. Again, the founder of osteopathy said disease cannot exist where there are no obstructions. So structure needs to be added to it. Find yourself a good classical osteopath. Your diet is very good. Chew your foods. That will keep your body clean that way. And also the other thing is with the fibromyalgia, if you've had any surgery, someone needs to treat the scar. Always remember, surgery is a legal attack with a knife, and it causes injuries and adhesions and can cause pains. And frankly, again, my office, everyone in my office knows that you come in there, fibromyalgia, you look at the surgeries, the injuries, and we know what it is. And as soon as we start to treat those things, the fibromyalgia disappears. And we've had great success on things like that. Either find me a practitioner or come down, and we'll take care of you.
If somebody needs a new titanium hip or something like that, is that okay? Is that the kind of surgery that you would say, all right, go for it?
I have no problem if these things need. First thing, before they need the hip, what I would do is I would do a manipulation osteopathically to separate the joints. Bone, you break a bone, it regenerates fast. There are things that I can use to make that bone regenerate. If I cannot get that hip fixed, then I'd say, go have surgery. But that's the last thing I do. I don't have any problem with elective surgery if nothing else works.
Okay. That's a good definition, though.
Okay. By the way, I would like to mention, we haven't talked about it. I really am very, very, very involved in this Obamacare and what's going on with our Congress. And I need to mention something that's gone on recently.
What's that?
First of all, Obamacare gives everything to the MDs. It is antitrust. It violates the Constitution. That's number one. This is what they want. It's been my fight for years. So I went, I'm a Californian. So I went and called up my senators. Senator Barbara Boxer first. I called and tried to get an appointment. Now, I give you a little story about Barbara Boxer and me. She was born on East, she was raised on East 49th Street in Brooklyn. I was at East 54th Street in Brooklyn. She is 3 weeks younger than me. We used to stand almost on the same bus stop and went to different schools. So she was New York, Jewish, Brooklyn. We had a camaraderie. So I wrote her this on an email, and I said, I'd like to sit down and talk to you about health care. I got an email back that says, Senator Boxer does not have appointments with her constituents. If you go to her website, if you're a constituent, she will allow you to fly to Washington and take a picture with her, which she will sign. And only if you're an organization will she listen to you. Who does she work for? I went to see Senator Dianne Feinstein. I got in to see the head of health care by her. And all I heard, they had no interest in what I was talking about. They just talked about how great Feinstein was. So are these our representatives?
Well, welcome to Washington, Harvey.
Welcome to Washington. Here we were seeing how much of our Congress are multimillionaires because they deal with lobbyists, and that's the ball game. They don't deal with their constituents.
How would you handle our health concerns if, let's say, some poor person needs a kidney, doesn't have insurance? What do we do?
Well, first
tell
of all,
them to go die?
No, I think everyone should have insurance, number one. I think there should be universal hospitalization.
Who pays for it?
Well, I think our taxes, but let me tell you how our taxes, I think, will be lowered. Because outpatient care will become your concern. I don't want to pay for the colonoscopy, okay? It's your concern to take care of your health. It's your concern, you will be healthier, we will have less hospitalizations. So I would propose a health care plan that hospitalizations are covered. Outpatient care is your business. Only Bill Gates can afford a car accident in a month in a hospital. It's so high.
Right.
So that's the way I would look at it. And outpatient care, if you want to eat your garbage, you want to weigh 400 pounds, then you've earned your illness. It's that simple. Okay, and elective surgeries. Elective surgeries, you're going to go in and have your breast redone? What, are you crazy? I mean, the whole concept, plastic surgery, there are 22 bones in the skull that are moving. The moment you do plastic surgery...
Well, that you have to pay for. Yeah, and your insurance isn't going to do that. Anyway.
No. A lot of the plastic, those elective surgeries, they won't do that. But some of these, they take uteruses out of women left and right. Insurance
all right, but would you say Obamacare is a good idea, poorly implemented?
No, it gives it, again, it gives the MDs 100% control of the situation. To me, again, it should be, hospitalization, but outpatient care, if you want to go to the MD, you pay for it. If you want to go to the naturopath, you pay for it. So I have a real problem giving that 100% control to the MDs.
All right, but you would do something about insuring everybody.
Oh, without question. No, like I said, only Bill Gates can afford a car accident.
Yeah.
Okay, and be in a hospital for a month. And there are poor people, but there's got to be a way to should be able to cover them for the hospitalization. There should be enough money around to do something like that. As long as people take care of themselves, to me, that's the key.
Let's go to Andrew in Los Angeles, and welcome to Coast, Andrew. Go ahead.
Yes, doctor, I want to thank you for your courage and your integrity, and same for you, George. You're a man of integrity and courage. My question to you, doctor, is have you ever heard of Dr. Donald Perot out of Florida, the medical maverick who stood up against the AMA and they tried to break him, but he came back and he was on the radio for several more years, and then I don't hear anything more about him, and also about autism and the shots they're giving the kids with the Primaricel, the mercury.
Oh, first of all, that's a horror show, okay? I don't know that doctor. I heard the name. I don't know that doctor. Autism, hold on a second, please. Excuse me.
There you go.
Autism, I have found two different stories with autism. The seventh month of pregnancy is very, very important. That's where the fetus sort of opens up completely. That's where the brain completely evolves. If something happens in the seventh month or taken out in the seventh month, that I find an autism. And I do believe the vaccinations are really that thimerosal I have a major concern about. My daughter is an acupuncturist, by the way, and she's great. She does this work. She's in San Diego. Her name is Lila. Lila Biggleson, you can find her in the phone book. She has only had a tetanus shot. She's had, I had measles as a kid. I had mumps as a kid.
We all did.
Why do we need a shot for that? Right now, the average 17-year-old had 37 vaccinations.
Way too much.
Way out of whack. Smallpox, dude. Polio is gone. It worked on that. So my daughter has only got tetanus vaccination. She's never been ill. And the reason tetanus is around, that's why I told her to get the tetanus shot. And they tell you if you get cut again, you need a shot every year. I did a study in the VA in 1964 on World War II veterans. They were still immune to tetanus from World War II.
Harvey, we're going to take this break and come back with some more phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Indeed it is, with Dr. Harvey Biggleson, as we talk about your health. Every once in a while we'll devote a program to alternative medicine or ways you can help yourself, and that is so important. Every time I get an email that one of our Coast to Coast listeners has passed away, It's sad. We've lost a member of the family. I want to keep you around for as long as we can. And that's why we do what we do. We'll be back with more of your questions on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're with Dr. Harvey Biggleson. Harvey, they would love to get control of our supplements and vitamins, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. They want to do that. And it just failed. They actually tried to get that through Congress, and Congress wouldn't let them do that.
This time?
Yes, but they want to get control of everything.
Now, in Europe, it's different. Don't they have that control?
No, Europe is very different. There's a lot more freedoms in Europe. There's a lot more different types of practitioners in Europe. We are totally AMA, big pharma dominated. It's a brainwashing.
Don't they have the codex in Britain?
They want to. They do. they actually, I don't know enough about that, but they want to make that universal, and I think that could be very scary. Again, they're now, it's almost like spying on everyone. They will now know who everyone is and what everyone is doing. And there's a real fear to me on that. Right now, when you come into my office, we just give you, the receipt. We don't do any codes or anything like that because that's a lot of the way they track you.
What do you think of fish supplements, omega-3s and things like that?
Oh, that's really good stuff. Oh, without question. I had a nice fish dinner tonight. I take that stuff. I think that's very good for the vessels.
It's good for the heart, everything. Huh?
Very good for the vessel. And again, the heart's a simple one to deal with, and stuff like that's great.
I would guess, Harvey, there's no excuse for someone to come down with Alzheimer's or dementia or anything like that.
Well, actually, the biggest cause of that is there's 22 bones in the skull. And to me, the most important structure, my best friend's a dentist up in Vancouver, Dr. Ara Elmayam, he always says the roof of the mouth is the base of the temple. You'll see a person with Alzheimer's sitting in a nursing home with their bridge and their teeth on the cupboard. You see a person 90 years old, you'll see a full mouth.
Yeah.
Very, very, very important. They chop out teeth. When they do that, it starts to change the ballgame. If you can keep that structure, that roof straight, you will not get Alzheimer's.
That is very, very interesting that you say that.
Yeah, it's to me, it's the overdone of the all the practitioners intervening and taking this body and beating it apart without really understanding the whole package of that. And I've never had a patient get Alzheimer's of mine, and I've had some ones that early Alzheimer's that I've pulled out.
You know, with the internet, it's a shame that people don't sit down and take some time to do some study.
Oh, totally. Totally. And they're so brainwashed and start to look for other answers. And what I do, when I look at the live blood, and you can go look at my website again, you have it listed, drbiggleson.com, and look at some of my books. There are things in the blood. There are things in American medicine. It's they're looking down the corner, and they don't have the results. Get my book, and again, it's $1 to download that book, The Medical Conspiracy. You see why they're doing it.
And you can give it away. You're not going to complain about that, right?
I want people to give it away. I want people to send the copies to everyone and see that how they are being controlled by the system. We want our freedoms. Okay, this is a design conspiracy going back to Rockefeller in 1910. You know, in New York, Flower Fifth Avenue and Hahnemann in Philadelphia, they were homeopathic schools. They became medical schools in the 40s. Rockefeller started to get rid of all the homeopathic and naturopathic schools and converted into MD schools. And Rockefeller himself died at the age of 97, a vegetarian all his life, with a homeopathic physician in attendance, never taken a drug into his mouth.
John from Hollywood, Florida, sends a text message. Are vegetables healthy for you when they come from a can?
Well, again, the can is you're leaching metals. That's the problem. I like fresh
and
stuff.
Preservatives and all that junk.
It's all of that. You're leaching. It's everything is leached back and forth, so you're eating the garbage. All of this lead poisoning and stuff like that, all of this crap that's going, you're leaching it. I like fresh stuff. A fresh green is a little difficult to eat. I like to steam them and cook them a little bit because greens have a celluloid coat that we don't digest well. But the fresher, the better. That's why I love living a place where there's farmers markets and stuff like that.
Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky. Dan's with us east of the Rockies. Hey, Dan, go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Biddleson, and thank you, George.
Sure.
The reason that I call is Norton's Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky is conducting a study of multiple sclerosis because the incidence of, or the number of cases per 100,000 has gone up. And I don't know over what duration of time it's gone up, but it's certainly gone up. And I just wondered if Dr. Biggleson would comment on why. And that's all I wanted to know, is if you would give me a comment or two.
I believe a lot of it is because of the interventions, the surgeries, like I said, they really cause problems pulling everything out of a line. There's the cerebral spinal fluid is constantly moving and circulating and nourishing the system. And when you stop that cerebral spinal fluid from moving, you're going to start to have problems with the spinal cord, the neurological thing. I think a lot of it is caused by interventions of the body. Plus, a lot of it is set up by our birth. All of these people that are born with forceps, you can actually see a crushed head. And the way, to me, my patients, if they're pregnant, I have the osteopath work with them. And as soon as the baby is born, they start to work on the head. Then you put a do not disturb sign on. The kid gets 180 IQ, does brilliant on that. That's the way it should be done, okay? It's the structure of the skull that's causing the Alzheimer's. There's 22 bones in the skull, and they need to be moving, and the circulation needs to be going. If they're not moving and jammed up, Alzheimer's comes that way.
You'd be interested to know that the National Institutes of Health has conducted a study. The results were going to get analyzed this year on ETA, chelation therapy for heart disease.
I would really like to see if they have an unbiased result. I'd love to see that type of study. I know people are doing chelation for 30 years. They have big practices. Again, I'm not a chelating doctor, but they've been in business for a long time, and they do well with it. And so I'd love to see the studies, but I really question how are they going to do double blinds, what the story is. And can you do a double blind of George Norrie?
Well, we'll see what they do. You know, they may come out and say it's beneficial.
I would like.
I doubt that, but they may.
I'm ready to hear it, but again, but I think they may because a lot of the public is really
$30 million study, by the way, Harvey.
Wow. You know, they will put all of these studies, but what's the real study behind it? Let's see. But I think the public is demanding different things, and I think maybe the studies may be going different ways.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, next up, let's go to Vancouver, Canada, on the international line. Hey, Candy, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm loving the show, George.
Thanks.
Loving it.
Good.
And, Doctor, I respect your sincerity and your endeavors so much. I've owned a health food store for 19 years. Just your voice, actually. I'm from New York. Your voice sounds like home to me, so I'm really enjoying this program today. I have a question. My granddaughter, which my kids have never been inoculated, and my granddaughter, who's 2 years old, little spark plug, you know, very conscientiously fed her whole life. And my son went to the Philippines, and the doctors literally instilled massive fear into them before they left on their trip. She ended up with a low-grade, she got inoculated. She ended up with a low-grade fever and ended up picking something up when she was over there as well. But because of her health, the doctors just sort of brushed everything off. Oh, she's fine. Oh, if she was sick. She was throwing up for quite a long time. They took blood. They ended up losing her blood. And as it ended up, she was sick, but very pleasant. She'd throw up, and now I want to color, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She now has come down with a rheumatoid arthritis in her joints. This has all happened in a matter of just a very, very short time, and it's a poly. It's a multiple. And I am about, I feel like a rag. You know, I'm giving her numbers of things. You know, again, I own a health food store, so she is on a modulator, Modicare, that modulates the immune system.
Is she living up in Vancouver with you?
Yes.
Well, first of all, my physician is in Vancouver.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, and he's a dentist, Dr. Ara Elmajian.
How do you spell that?
Elmajian.
Okay.
He is the best neural therapist, trigger point doctor. He was a disciple of Janet Travell, who took care of Kennedy in the White House.
Okay.
He was a disciple of her, knows about pain, knows about structure. He's brilliant. Dr. Aaron Elmajian, a dentist. He does a lot of treatments that I'm talking about. He does osteopathic work, trigger point work. He'll figure it out, and he's got remedies galore there that are great.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you will enjoy him, and send my best to him, and I guarantee you he will help.
Our next trip is off to Aurora, Colorado, and it's Elias on Coast to Coast. Hi there, Elias.
Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you are very welcome.
I've been diagnosed with the National Jewish Health in Denver with gold stage 4 COPD. I'm on oxygen right now. And they want to do a lung transplant. I want to know if there's any way that I can restructure the alveoli that, and the reason they're giving me is because I smoked for 35 years. I quit, of course.
But that created, without question, the COPD. However, I have got people off oxygen. Where do you live?
I live in Aurora, Colorado, just outside of Denver.
Okay. I actually have a practitioner not far from there. But what I would want is what I call a remote consult. You can go to my website. There's a way that you contact us. We send you a slide kit. You take a drop of your blood with your history. You send it back to us. I will analyze why, what's going on, and how to treat you. And then if I can find a person up there to work with you, great. Otherwise, I'd bring you down, work on you a little bit, and you will see I use the French make, actually, pig stem cells that you can drink. So the FDA lets them in. And I have had, I recently, one person just like you, we got him off oxygen about 2 weeks ago after about 2 months of treatment. So, and to me, stem cells are the future. And like I said, the French are doing it, that we can get it legally into this country, and I can approve that. So contact me through the website, and I may be able to have someone up there to help you, to follow up on that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Good luck to you.
Don't give up.
Well, let me tell you a story, Harvey. I had a journalist on. His name's Christian Wild. He's written a couple books on the heart, and he's got some contacts with doctors outside of the country who perform stem cells. We had a caller who called who had several heart attacks. His heart injection rate was deplorably low. He could barely walk 10 steps. Christian got him in touch with this doctor. They performed stem cell on him, injected directly into his heart. The guy's jogging every day now.
Well, that's
amazing.
It's so exciting. The first time I saw it, we had a gal that came to me. She was 24 years old. She was a quadriplegic. At the age of 19, she was raped and thrown off a cliff and broke her neck. She came down to see us. And I worked with a Mexican doctor, and we were talking about stem cells, and he wanted to try something. And he actually had a friend that was a neurosurgeon. And they took a piece of live brain tissue from someone, and he immediately did something with it and gave it to the person to drink. That gal came in next week, and for the first time in 5 years, she felt the shower on her back. The second week she came in, she was laughing and crying. She had period cramps. The third week she came in, she pushed herself over to the side of the desk, put a hand on the desk, stood up, and took 3 steps. Last summer, she pedaled on the back of a tandem bicycle on 1,000 miles through Europe.
Oh, cool.
She doesn't have good balance yet, but she has muscular strength that she grew muscle back that she pedaled 1,000 miles.
She pedaled 1,000 miles. She's got more balance than I would.
I couldn't. I can't even drive that. But and the stem cells did that for her.
Let's go to Costa Mesa, California. It's Michael's turn. Go ahead, Michael. We'll get you in before the top of the hour.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate the conversation. Hey, the question I had was about microwaving the food and how that is affecting the food itself and if there's some other options. And the reason I ask is a dear friend that's 84 years old. He's a Korean War vet and founder of a charity group. And he's got some problems, and I noticed that his caregiver is microwaving all his food.
Everything. Everything's microwaved, isn't it?
Microwaving is terrible. Microwaving, it kills the food. I mentioned earlier, I think, that water is the H2O is a three-sided crystal, and what happens, two waters to get together, it's a six-sided crystal, and all the energy runs through that crystal. The moment you microwave, that crystal is broken up, and you just got plain mush that does nothing for you. Microwave.
I try to use the microwave only, Harvey, to defrost stuff. Is that okay?
Probably yes. And frankly, what I use my microwave for is we store cookies in there.
like a refrigerator without the cold. Huh?
That's right. That's what we use. It came with the house that we did that.
All right, Michael. Hope we helped you out there.
That microwaving is no good. Do not do it.
Let's go to Pasadena, California. Yvette, it's your turn. Hi there.
Yes. Hi, George. I want to ask him
a few things without you cutting me off or trying to interrupt, okay? Because this kind of...
Well, you've got the clock against you, and that's the only problem.
I know, but you've done this a lot of times.
You always call late.
I always call late, okay. Anyways, I'm supposed to get a surgery done for fibroids. I don't know if I should get it done or not. So during this whole time, they want me to take the medication to find out if there's something wrong with the bladder because I have to pee a lot because of the fibroids. So now they want to blame it on a bunch of other things, and now they're saying it's about the bladder now. So I don't know what to do. And also, I want to ask you about some dental implants. I don't know if those are safe to do or not. And third,
Let's go one at a time. That's why we never get your questions,
right?
Because you have 40 questions. Let's start with the thyroid.
Okay, no, the fibroids. First of all, how old are you?
I've got her on hold because if I let her talk to you, we'll never get you to hear.
Fibroids, every woman will get fibroids, but after menopause, they shrink. So doctors tell you to get them out. Don't get them out unless they're a major problem. Go to an osteopath. The osteopath can actually move the uterus and move the bladder and move the bones. The fibroids are pushing on the bones, but basically after menopause, they shrink. Don't get them cut out. And I'm going to tell women something, okay? And I'm going to tell something very interesting to women, and I tell this to my patients. And this, what happens when a woman has sex and they have an orgasm, that spasm is the muscle of the uterus contracting. And if the woman wants to lose all of that feeling, go get the uterus cut out.
Yeah, that's
everything will go away.
What about teeth implants?
Well, you know, you need that. I would rather have that. I have implants. I find bones heal very well. The structure of the mouth is so important.
It's cleaner, isn't it?
Yes. And the body, the bones do great. I had zero problems with implants. My guy up in Vancouver does them for me. I love them. I don't have to have bridges to take in and out. I think it's great stuff, and I have zero problem with them. That's the way to go.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. Harvey, here's a quick tip for you, Yvette. One, don't call so late if you got 30 questions, or we just run out of time. I'm George Norrie, and we'll be back with more questions in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.